Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1750 BLN LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County. Parcel containing 14,400 square feet more or less and lying southeast of Route 9, Lewis Georgetown Highway, 6/10 of a mile west of Route 321 Park Avenue, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 135, map 15, parcel 83. Now for the benefit of the commission, again, I pass down copies of the survey of the property showing the existing improvements. And the existing improvements include a one-story frame building and a couple of accessory buildings to the rear. On this application, the Delta did provide comments in the form of a support facilities report received on January 29, 2014, and references that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service E of Route 9, Lewis Georgetown Highway, will not change as a result of this application. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division also provided comments in the form of a memorandum on May 2, 2014. And they reference that the site is not located in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed to be utilized, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan, therefore, is not required. The Conservation District also provided comments with a memorandum on May 5th, 2014, and they referenced that the soil type of the on this site is Hamilton loamy sand, that the applicants will need to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that the project should not necessitate any off-site drainage improvements, that it is possible that the project could require some on-site drainage improvements, and that no tax ditches are affected. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Let's have a question.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Barrett Edwards, and I'm with the law firm Hudson Jones, Jarek & Fisher.
Really? Okay.
Hopefully you don't hold that against me.
And your bar number would be?
5330.
Okay. Counselor, if you would verify that this man actually is a member of the Delaware Bar, but we're going to let you proceed subject to his verification.
We'll do that and get back to you.
That's right. Congratulations. You've been initiated.
Yes, Mr. Robertson and I have actually been in CLEs in the past together, but in any event, we're here for the zoning application for BLN LLC. I have with me here Mr. Ware, and I'm just going to let him discuss a little bit about the property and his intention on this. So.
Hi, my name's Leon Ware, and briefly, the property is located on Lewis Georgetown Highway, heading into Georgetown. It's adjacent to the Sports at the Beach Recreational Park, which directly adjacent and behind the property. Three doors down from this property is a computer repair shop presently. Historically, this was used as a gas station, a Texaco gas station, and a convenience store many years back. It has a conditional use for a construction management office and was also a realtor's office for several years. And also now has a conditional use as a television repair and electronics shop. Why we would like it rezoned is our realtor, Skip Fawcett, recommended that rezoning would be more logical than continued coming to the council for conditional use applications. And as far as affecting the neighbors of the neighborhood, there wouldn't be any noticeable increase in traffic as there's only four parking spots here now, and one of them is handicapped. and the size of the building is so small that its use is limited. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you.
And so the one thing that I'll add to that is they're looking to sell the property, and so they're, based on the recommendation of their realtor, this is just part of the sales process. So.
Okay, then. If that concludes your presentation, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Edwards, Mr. Ware, and Mr. Ware, thank you for giving the, certainly all the commission and commissioners have seen the site many times, and giving us a history of this site's commercial type uses in the past. And it's your statement that this parcel has been the subject of some conditional uses in the past.
Yes, it
indicated. Has. And it's your contention, this is, I'm looking at a survey, it's roughly a third of an acre. So the small size of the parcel will somewhat dictate what use commercially it could be used for. Because if this gets a recommendation towards a CR1, it could be used for any number of uses if the building were demolished and if there wasn't brownfield or environmental issues with the old gas tanks there. Is there underground storage tanks?
The tanks were removed prior to us purchasing the property in, I think, 1998.
I see. And you purchased the property when, Mr. Ware?
I think it was 1998.
1998. Gotcha. And do either of you know what Georgetown Lewis Highway is classified as through DLDOT? Is it a collector
sure.
road, a major arterial, or
major arterial?
I don't know. Major
arterial. I thought it was a major arterial, but I could be wrong, but I think it's a major arterial.
Mm-hmm. That would be my thoughts, but I think that would be. That would be helpful to know so we could get an idea of how this would fit. And
well, it's a level of service E as far as the status of the level of service.
I'm sorry, what was it again?
Level of service E.
E?
Right. 12-1. You can go ahead while I look it up.
Yeah, great. I'd like to ask those questions so we get an understanding of how this would fit in with the comprehensive plan of the county. What we could do.
I've got an answer already.
Tremendous.
The major arterial.
Major arterial. Thank you.
Okay. Well, excuse me. Principal arterial. I said the wrong word. Can I just use the first statement you made referencing the setback of the property and limitation of the use? If this property were to be cleared, and they proposed to put up a new building, because it's residentially zoned around its whole perimeter, except on Route 9, they would only be able to build a building approximately 13 foot wider without variances. Because the side yard setbacks become 20 because of the residential lands adjacent, and 30 on the rear. So one's 24 and the other's 29. So they're very limited on how big a building they could build. But it is really a controlled unless they get variances. And the front setback would become 60, and they lost 8 foot there because they're already 52.
And 13 feet wide?
I'm saying that they would have 13 foot more buildable space.
Oh, 13 foot more buildable
area. Right. Okay. And they would also have to set back 8 foot further almost, 7.2 foot further.
Okay.
Back from the road.
All right, so
plus Delta's probably going to take right away.
Yeah.
Which might make it back a little bit further than that.
See. Okay.
So it's very limited because of the size.
Did I understand you to say that all the adjacent zonings are AR? Immediately adjacent.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And Sports at the Beach is operating under
conditional use,
right? Okay. But just so I get this correct, you're saying the net gain would be 13 foot additional width.
Yeah, they got 29 on one side, that's 9, and they got 4.5, so 13.5 feet gain as far as buildable space.
Okay.
And they have to maintain 20 foot side yards.
Right.
and 60 on the front and 30 on the back. So they've got room in the back, but not a whole lot because the parking would have to be off street so it doesn't back in directly into the street. So there would be a redesign if they came up with something all new. They've already got a paved area all the way around it, and they would have to design their parking to meet code.
You gentlemen, taking input.
Absolutely. I think it's recognized that it has a limited use on it, and you know there's not going to be a whole lot. I guess that's one of the issues in terms of impacting the area. I mean, there's not a whole lot that can be done with the property. It's about a 1,000-square-foot structure right now, and so in terms of anything that would change to it, it's not going to be a whole lot. So
understood.
It's a small lot with a small building on it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lank, and thank you, gentlemen. That's all the questions I have at this time.
Yeah, Mr. Ross, do you happen to have a contract on the property from a prospective buyer?
No, I do not.
Do you have a person of interest?
I do not.
No further questions?
Okay. The current conditional use is what?
It's the current conditional use is a computer repair shop.
So it can only be that?
I believe it's I have a copy of the conditional use in my file, but I believe it's technically a radio and television electronics repair shop.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
No questions. Thanks.
Okay, gentlemen, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1750 BLN LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1750 BLN LLC? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning.